So how do we know that a person is unable to make it on their own, and what can be done about that?
Well, first, we have to do what we call a functional assessment. That's a holistic evaluation focusing on how the person performs in everyday activities, following which we may give appropriate recommendations to minimize or overcome some daily living difficulties.
But what if we already know that the person is unable to go about freely, you know? I mean, that we have to move them here and there as needed.
You should know that transporting or supporting a load, and that means pushing or pulling a wheelchair, carrying or moving, lifting and putting down a person, need hand and bodily force. And a patient may demand help from others to perform everyday activities such as personal care or moving from chair to bed. This is what we call manual handling, which can range from mild assistance in helping a person get out of bed to hoisting by trained carers. And this may require the use of some handling techniques, equipment, and or adaptations to ensure the safety and well-being of both patient and the family caregivers.
What kind of equipment can be used then?
There are actually two kinds, the standard and the specialized. Standard equipment is generally small and inexpensive, and it can improve the patient's independence in everyday activities, and they are even available on the open market. However, the specialized is the larger, more expensive and high-tech equipment and is often essential for the safety and well-being of the individual.
Can you give me some examples on that?
Sure. For instance, you have the rise recliner chairs, specialist chairs for postural management, profiling beds, bath lifts and hoist slings.
And what kind of environment adaptations can we make for that?
We can provide either what we call a minor adaptation or a major adaptation, which the OT considers necessary to enhance the client's independence and safety with everyday activities. And this includes bar rails by the bath or the toilet, stair rails and small steps by the front door of the house. And on the other hand, a major adaptation is any large accommodation like a stair lift, level access shower, clover mat toilet, through floor lift, ramps for wheelchair access, ceiling crack hoists, kitchen modifications and widening doorways.
But this means a lot of money to invest, and some people just can't afford it.
Yes, but funding for adaptations to private properties may be available, if the person is eligible, under the local facility for disabled people, what we call in France the MDPH, by the way, I guess, which is administered by doctors, charity organizations, and representatives from the local authorities.